Don't worry about death or life after death. Focus instead on living this one life well. People often have this question, why do bad things happen to good people? And with some exceptions, they also ask, why do good things happen to bad people? Well, the questions themselves need review. What is good or bad is subjective. What you may see as the right thing to do may be wrong from another's point of view. And what you see as wrong may seem perfectly right to someone else. I believe that these questions arise because of the ego being active in each of us. For instance, you are ethical, sincere, and diligent. Yet, when you don't get a promotion or a raise, your ego incites you to question the situation. It implores you to see someone else who has managed to get that raise as someone who is inferior to you on the work ethic scale. This is how this game of demanding fair play from life pans out. To be sure, it did not begin at the workplace. It began at home, in school, when parents or family pointed out to you that life has not been fair to you. Over the years, you have only been led by your ego to continue to view life this way. Let's pause and reflect a bit. Did you ask to be born? Of course not. Nobody asks to be born. This life was given to you, wasn't it? And at the time of birth, did life make you any promises? Did it say your life will be this way or that way? Since there were no guarantees offered, no assurances given, where's the intelligence in craving for them? The truth is, life keeps on happening. It's just a series of happenings. Life sees all its creations as equal. It does not choose its targets for tough examinations as per income or economic strata or social strata. Life does not see anything as good or bad. Ethics, or the lack of it, make no sense to life. Whatever life delivers at your door, you have no choice but to accept it. Your suffering begins only when you refuse or resist the life that is currently happening to you. All the scriptures talk of the law of karma. I agree with Osho that this is but a way to console ourselves as humanity. The law of karma is no scientific law, like say the law of gravity. A ball thrown up in the air, whether you throw it up in Chennai or Kabul or New York or Sao Paulo or Kyoto or Wellington or Kota Kinabalu or Colombo, will come down. We can argue and verify the law of gravity. It can be examined. But when the law of karma says that we will bear the consequences of our actions in a future birth, or we are bearing the consequences of our actions from a past birth in this one, I am not sure we can verify or examine the case being made. Who has seen an earlier life or can be sure to experience another one in the future? In my humble opinion, in no manner do I seek to rubbish the karmic theory. So in my humble opinion, in the limited context of my life experience, this is the only life we have, the one and only life. This is it. So live it fully rather than think of your impending, inevitable death or another life beyond this one. Each of the events in our life has happened because it is simply there to happen. It was destined to happen. There is no merit in qualifying and further analyzing if we deserve what we are getting or what we are given. Don't label anyone or anything or any event as good or bad. It's pointless. Don't compare. Don't ask why. Pointless again. Life's happening to you 24/7. Just watch it happen. You don't like what's happening to you, learn to accept it. You like what's happening to you, learn to be grateful for it. Drawing inspirations from the lines of a famous song from the 1965 classic movie Vakht, which was directed by Yash Chopra. And the song was written by Sahir Ludhianvi and sung by Asha Bhosle. And the music was by Ravi. I conclude by reminding you that aage bhi jaane na tu, piche bhi jaane na tu, jo bhi hai, bas yehi ek life hai. I've kind of improvised it. Jo bhi hai, bas yehi ek life hai. So the only way to live life is to live it happily for what it is.